Hello, it's Wednesday, July the 21st, and we have been in the 45th chapter of the prophet Isaiah, and we're about halfway through today, and I want to pick it up today at verse 14. Thus says the Lord, the wealth of Egypt and the merchandise of Cush and the Sabaeans, men of stature, shall come over to you and be yours. They shall follow you. They shall come over in chains and bow down to you. They will plead with you, saying, surely God is in you, and there is no other, no God besides him. Well, Egypt, of course, is used here because they were the inveterate enemies of God's people in the time of Moses and at the time of the beginnings of God's people. And this is not, a specific prophecy. I think it's using language that even your enemies will one day come and bow down with you and bring their treasures. This was fulfilled in part by the Persians, Cyrus, when the exiles were sent back from Babylon. They also sent with them money to rebuild the temple, and we read of that in Ezra and later in Nehemiah, especially in chapter 1 of Ezra. But I think it's also a depiction of Pentecost, that at Pentecost, Luke gives you a whole list of countries where the Jews' diaspora had gone, living in the Second Temple period. And it's a depiction of the triumph of the gospel over all of God's real and imaginary enemies. In verse 15, he says, truly, you are a God who hides himself, a God of Israel, O God of Israel, the Savior, a God who hides himself. And there are things that God does that we don't understand. We don't understand how this is going to come about. How is God the creator of calamity? And how does that not impugn him with sin? And the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, and those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children. Deuteronomy 28:28 is what is invoked here. Luther took this verse and wrote about it as a concept in two of his books, in his commentary on the Psalms and in his magnificent book on the bondage of the will. And he talked about the revealed God and the hidden God, the revealed God and the hidden God. And we need to think of the hiddenness of God through the lens of that which is revealed. He was talking, of course, about free will, and he was talking about election and those sort of things, and things that are hard to understand. And we must see that. We must see the hidden parts of God through his revealed parts, if that makes sense. Well, we'll leave it there for today, and we'll come back one last time to Isaiah 45 tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.